we give a raise. Do we have to budget for that? I mean, yeah, we have to budget for that. Do we put a separate line item for that, and then can we give it whenever we want to, or
here's the problem. In a perfect world, that makes sense. Like, hey, we have a budgetized line, just raises. And again, making this up. For $1,000.
Well, I think it was in there before. I think I've seen a budget that
Well, I said it must have been. That was before David.
I've never had it in my 20-some years. I've never had it in my budget where I could in 20-some years.
Well, I mean, it's there. It's just not showing
Yeah.
Well, and so maybe I don't remember it ever in the. I've been here what 10 years, 11 years.
You're a baby still.
I know I'm still a baby. I don't remember it ever being in any budgets that I've seen.
I've never had it in my budget where I could just automatically give a raise. Never, in 27 years.
But maybe it was in again. Was it in GCR? Was it in like a 400 account or whatever?
Taken out of mine, but I remember it being in there.
Okay. No, always had to go to the commission.
So when is a good time? If not at the end of the year budget time.
Well, I think that is the.
Is that the appropriate time?
I'm not saying my mind can't be changed, but historically that's when we've done it, right?
We need to come together, right? Yes, when
So that's when
come together and talk about it.
We kind of know, hey, this is the. You know, right now is what September. We really don't even know what the revenues are going to be. So that's what I always find funny is we want to start budget and we've kind of. I think we've got it to where we've been able to push it off a little bit. But they won't start budget September, October. It's like, we don't know what our true expenses are yet, and we don't know what our true revenues are yet. So why in the world are we working so much on this specific document, and then everything changes in December anyways?
Well, the auditor has to have his in September, and then he's got to get things together. And he presents it to us in November, right, auditor?
We all have to do our best.
I understand that. I've done this a few years. I know the process and the laws. I'm just saying, historically, maybe not even this commission, there's been such a focus of, well, we got to start now, and everything changes because we get new updated information, right? You guys get new updated information. Difference is in your office, you kind of already know projection-wise.
Well, I changed my mind.
What?
Never mind.
You changed your mind?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. You already kind of know projection-wise, hey, this is where we're at for the different...
Kind of,
each
yeah.
Because you guys are more at the micro level, right? We're at the macro level. So we're having to rely on your guys' information, plus who knows what happens.
Well, and I appreciate that, too, because there's things that I don't think of or don't know about. And it's like, oh, I didn't even consider that. Okay.
Right.
Which is, I think, is a good opportunity when we come together and to discuss it.
Let me say counties handle it different counties, and we have a meeting coming up where they'll be discussing how they're doing raises and stuff here for Southwest Council. But the auditor has discussed over the years if there's been a problem over the years where maybe one elected official that has extra funds and is able to give their employees raises, or someone quits and they share those raises with the others, and that's been some of those things have been no-nos, and as commission changes, like policies, those policies can change. But the one thing that the auditors have told me, and David can speak to this, is to avoid is you can put every employee on a line item, and their wages is budgeted in that line item, and so forth. And then if they have a raise, if they want to give a raise, they go before the commission and they evaluate and they prove their case. There's many ways to control it, and the way this commission has done has not been a controlling effect. It's putting it in the budget and then thinking that elected official knows that they've got all these employees in their office and how to treat those employees and fairly with everything, the raise and behavior and everything.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sort of. Yeah.
If you want to go to, if you want strict control, you go to a line item.
I don't know that I want. Yeah.
Well, we would be the ones that would go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing that I appreciate about the elected officials that we have currently, and I'm not saying this just to. You guys have all heard horror stories, I'm sure, from other counties. We have our squabbles, but we all get along really, really well, especially. I mean, some of the older feuds from however many years ago, let's say way, way back, we don't have those anymore. And I really appreciate that.
And I can say, being here almost 20 years, our commissions have gotten better over the years.
I think, especially in the last 10 years, our commissions.
A while?
Oh.
But I mean, I'm joking, but I'm not. No, I'm joking. But I do appreciate that we're not out to get each other, and we truly are. I mean, the fact that everybody showed up and we had notes of who wasn't going to be able to make it just because they were busy, and you know, and Dub sent in representation, and I mean, I do appreciate that, and I think it speaks a lot for us as a county. You know, we have a new incoming presiding commissioner, and him and I are talking one day about some of the different events that we go to for training, right? And I'll say it, I don't know that I've seen any of our elected officials out there drinking or not representing Taney County in the way that you can be proud of. You look at other counties, that can't be said. And I know you guys all know that. And so that means a lot to me personally. And I really do appreciate that, because I think we're not hypocritical in what we say and how we believe in our morals. So that carries over into the budget, simply from the standpoint of we work together, we don't backstab, we don't talk bad about each other, especially publicly, maybe privately. Anyways, so I do appreciate that. And I think that just helps with these issues, right? We don't have issues.
Bottom line is, we all know who we work for. We work for the people, and you guys are the citizens too. We work for you, and we hope you work for us. We just all try to do what's best for the county. And I'm not running for office on that statement. I'm just saying that's what we do, and that's what you do.
Anyways, any other discussion? So, Donna, I think, I don't want to say the takeaway, but I think, if you want to send an email, if an elected official wants to send an email, hey, this is what I'm thinking, if there is an issue, then it does fall on the commission to reach out to you, whether it be through office or individually, and say, hey, let's discuss this before you do it. I think I would appreciate that anyways. And then coming up during budget time, fight for your employees. Not too hard, though.
I'm not fighting very hard this year, I believe.
You're still going to fight hard for it.
A little.
So, I don't have anything else.
Anything further? We're going to go into recess. We're scheduled upstairs for roundtable discussion with animal control. I've got 10:23 a.m. We're in recess.
Guys, thank you again.
Thank you.